So that was Maxine Nightingale, right back where we started. That's the first song choice from my guest today, Ned Dowd. So Ned, Slapshot was quite an unusual movie, really. When I watched it, which I hadn't watched it before, it was really very different, quite groundbreaking. How did you come to be involved in that?
Well, I had, like I say, a brief career as a professional ice hockey player. I kept moving down the ladder, and I wound up in a minor league team in Pennsylvania, Johnstown, and it's like that joke, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. Well, that's kind of what those games were like. But my sister, who was a screenwriter, came to visit me, and she came up with a great, you know, she saw this crazy group of players, you know, living this crazy life they were living, and she wrote the script, unbeknownst to me. I carried a tape recorder around for her for a while to get the flavor of the dialogue, so to speak, which was the movie is laced with profanity, which at the time had never happened before, specifically with Paul Newman, like the biggest movie star in Hollywood. So it was groundbreaking in that respect. And films that during that time, you know, if you think about Francis Coppola and Marty Scorsese, you know, those movies would never get made these days. So it was a great time for filmmaking, and thank God it got made. It was originally, it wasn't panned. It didn't do great box office, but the great thing about it was when video came out 5 or 6 years later, it went through the roof, and it's on everybody's list of all-time sport movies, and it holds up. It's good fun.
So you were literally more than a fly on the wall. You were actually taping the guys in the locker room and on the bus and everything. And did they know about that?
Yeah, they kind of did. She gave me one of those little pearl cords. You can remember, this is 1976, no iPhones then or anything. But they kind of, you know, nobody thought anything would ever come of it. So, and a lot of the dialogue in the movie, like I say, which is laced with profanity, but that it's very funny. And a lot of it directly to the point where it comes from that experience. The three brothers that are in the movie, the Hansen brothers, they're actually guys that I played with. So it was great fun. I got to work on this movie, and I thought it was a summer job. And you know, I'd go back to playing hockey, but I made the decision to move on after the picture was over. I caught the bug.
You did. And the next song you've chosen is also from that movie. It's Elton John, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. And tell put that in context a little bit about where that comes in the movie.
Well, in the first song we heard, Maxine Nightingale, you always said they were always on the bus traveling around, and so they used it every time you saw the bus, and it was used quite a few times. But this particular song in the film, they're on a long bus trip, and they come back, and the coach of the team, Newman, player coach, you know, they get off the bus, it's the middle of the night, all the wives are picking up their players, and his wife has left him, and he has to go home alone, so we played this one at that point.
This song, okay. Here it is. Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, Elton John.
Do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me and awake to find that you're not there? What do I do to make you want me? What do I gotta do be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad, so sad, with the sad, sad situation. Seems to me that so to be the hardest word. What do I do to make you love me? Oh, what am I gotta do to be heard?
Ned, you've worked with you know, just about everybody. It seems like we talked about Paul Newman there, and you've worked with actors like Danny DeVito and directors like Norman Jewison, Robert Altman, David Mamet, all sorts of people. But you've also worked with some really, really well-known musicians and composers. And your own movie, State of Grace, the score is by Ennio Morricone, and that's so can you tell us a little bit how that came about? How did you persuade Ennio Morricone to write your score?
Well, State of Grace was it was my first project as a producer doing my own movie. You know, I'd worked as an assistant director for a long time making other people's movie, and I still do that, but I always wanted to do a film about the Irish in America, because I am one. And it was about the Westies, which was a gang of Irish thugs in Hell's Kitchen in New York. So we convinced Orion to put up the money. We made the movie. It was Sean Penn, Gary Oldman, Robin Wright, John Turturro, Ed Harris. It was a great cast. We made the movie on location. You know, and it was very ambitious, but it was great. And the picture looked good. It was shot well. So we cut the movie together, and we still didn't have a, you know, most of us think about music after the fact. You know, the great filmmakers don't, but at that point, so we were trying to figure out who's going to score the movie, and they had to show them the picture after it was cut together, the rough cut. So somebody came up with the idea of Ennio Morricone, and we said, that's a great idea. So we convinced powers to be to let us show him the movie. He speaks very little English. At the time, he spoke hardly any English. And we went over to Cinecittà in Rome, where his workspace is and his studios are. And we had done a temp score on the movie to show it to some people. So that was in there with the dialogue in the movie. So we came in and we met him and we sat down in the screening room. The lights went down. We were all very nervous, because to have this guy do your score, I mean, he had done The Mission, and, you know, amazing guy. All those Clint Eastwood movies. So the lights went down and the film came up, and the score, the sound started, and the temp score started to play, and he jumped out of his seat and he screamed, "No!" Like, okay, well, we've blown this. So the guy came over, the interpreter came over. No, he'd like to just watch the movie silent. And so we said, okay. So he watched the whole picture silent. He got up at the end and he said, "I'll do it." And for me, I think it's one of his most unusual scores, because he uses, you know, some traditional orchestration, but it's twisted, you know, and he kind of did it in a Gershwin New York mode, and then it twists, and the characters in the movie are all twisted anyways, good guys and the bad guys. So for us, it was a real coup, and it's probably one of my proudest moments musically in my career.
I'd say so. So I'm just going to get this up now. This is Ennio Morricone, Hell's Kitchen. It's the theme from State of Grace. Thank you. was an extraordinary piece of music, actually. So you're listening to Abigail Joffe. I'm on UCC 98.3 FM, and my guest in studio today is film producer Ned Dowd, and we're talking movies and music. That was the theme from State of Grace by Ennio Morricone.
We want pardon. Yes, you better be still. For you were my thrill. Yeah, Blueberry Hill. Papa Dutty, baby, Papa say. Papa Dada, yeah. Yes.
So it was Louis Armstrong doing Blueberry Hill. I had such a great time at the jazz festival that I thought I would just start off playing a few songs. So I was out at the Clayton and listened to, by chance, the original Guinness Jazz Band, who were called the Des Hopkins Band. And I have to say, I was completely blown away by the trumpet player Danny Hamilton. He was just extraordinary, and there was a really lovely scene there with all the little kids dancing around, and it was just a really special weekend. So we're just reliving that a little bit, and we've got just going to play this for you. This is Nina Simone.
Don't Liz Taylor is not a star, and even Lana Turner's smile. Something he can't see. My baby don't care. Who knows? My baby just cares for me.
Interesting new band, and I'm actually going to start off with just playing one of their tracks before we start talking. So this is Pinhole, and this is a track recently mastered, soon to be on their album. It's called 6 Kenley Avenue.
The smell of your pulse.
So that was Pinhole. And in studio today, I have my guest, Kiro Flynn, who you just heard. In fact, she is Pinhole. She's part of Pinhole. And this is part of my focus, occasional focus, that we're going to have in this programme on women and songwriting. So you're listening to Abigail Joffe. It's Cork UCC 98.3 FM. And I'm just very happy to have Kira here. Welcome, Kira.
Thanks, Abby.
So that was gorgeous. That's sounding really great. That's hot off the press.
Yeah, just literally mastered last week.
And where did you record it?
We did. We split it. We recorded with Christian Best out in Middleton at the studio. He's the drummer, actually, for Mick Flannery, and then he has his own studio as well. So we recorded there, and then we mixed it in Tribarrick Studios in Macroom with Adrian, who's just fantastic. He's a great guy.
Sounding really good. So you, so tell me a little bit first about the band. Who's in the band? How many members have you got?
So Pinhole started off as a duo. So that was myself and Mark McLaughlin when we were living in Dingle. And then we kind of felt that we'd pushed it as far as we could with the volume and the sounds that we could make, and we wanted to more. So we recruited Ken Deasy on drums, who's from Carrigaline originally, and then actually Crosshaven. And then Dave Milligan from Cork as well, and on guitars.
Great. And you, so we were talking a little bit earlier about genre and how difficult it is to classify oneself as an artist. And what we're going to talk about today, I think you're going to take us through some of your influences, actually, as well as we're going to be playing some more songs from Pinhole. So in terms of genre, then, that difficult question when you meet people in the street and you say, I'm a musician, and they say, so what kind of music do you do? And what do you say?
Oh, I usually ended up clamming up. I can normally waffle my way out of any question, but I find that one particularly hard. I suppose broadly we're alternative rock, you know, but like indie rock, you know, I find it really hard. I mean, perhaps some of your listeners might have a suggestion to define us. But at the same time, I kind of feel there's some really nice artists coming up. Like there's an artist called Zaffo based in Dublin. And, you know, I remember reading her description, and I felt that we did the same. She described as, you know, sort of genre busting, you know, and I kind of like to think we don't need to restrict ourselves to one particular, and that we can just skate over that line pretty quickly into another genre if we need to, you know?
Absolutely, not be confined by it.
Mm.
So that's a classic for International Women's Day. This is Abigail Joffe. It's UCC 98.3 FM, and we're celebrating International Women's Day. We might just kick off with a tune. Are you guys ready to play a tune?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what are you going to start with? What do you think? We have a bit moving a few microphones here, creaking around, just getting set up. So Eileen's there on the fiddle. You will probably know, if anyone goes out to sessions regularly in Cork, you would see Eileen playing. She's an absolutely fantastic fiddle player. And Ruti's playing accordion. Ruti plays accordion and sings and has a one-woman show, which we'll be telling you about later. And the two of them are going to play a tune for us. What's the tune you're going to play?
Tanz Yiddelach.
Tanz Yiddelach. And it's a klezmer tune, right?
It is.
And what does that mean? Does
dance
it mean anything?
Dance Jews.
Okay, Jews, get out there and dance. So Ruti and I met as Jewish sisters from Kerry. And anybody, you don't have to be Jewish.
You can just
dance. Yeah. Okay, off we go. Tanz Yiddelach. Thank you. Fantastic.
Oh, that was great. Well, I was dancing.
Rosie, both hailed from Liverpool originally, but all living in Cork now. Yeah. And so, Rosie, the name of your song that you're going to sing us is?
It's called Come Out to Play.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yes,
yeah, I think like the sound of it.
Okay. Okay, off we go.
It wasn't meant to be like this. How'd I get so lonely? Came in blazing like the sun, passionate and holy. Where did my desires go? What was it I wanted? Saw the signs that told me no, and something in me halted. Something froze, and I knew then what every woman knows. There are games you must play, rules to obey, if you wanna be loved. Do 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 do. Ah ah. Do 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 do. You can't say no, you must say yes, and sound as though you mean it. You must be busy, tired and stressed, but carefully conceal it. Once you've mastered blending in, you can wear a dress that stands out. Hold out for your handsome prince, but don't ask him for handouts. My head hurts, things are better now, except when they're worse. Ah, there are games you must play, rules to obey, if you want to be loved. Do 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 do. Ah ah. Do 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 do. If I were less like me, more like someone else, I'd be a strong racehorse, clear every fence, or better still, I would leave the course behind, and I would run like the wind, I'd run like the wind towards my peace of mind. That is the priceless prize. I don't want any trouble, but I'll cause some if I have to sit through one more monologue and smile like I'm a statue. Maybe I could write a song, maybe I could sing it. I used to leave my voice at home, but maybe I could bring it. Maybe I will invent a new game, and then just for the thrill, maybe I'll rise, maybe I'll shine, maybe I'll play. Do 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 do. Yeehaw. Do 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 do.
Oh, that's beautiful, Rosie. Lovely. That was Rosie Lawler singing her own original song, Come Out to Play. You're listening to Abigail Joffe on UCC 98.3 FM, and we are celebrating International Women's Day through music. I'm in studio today with Ruti Lax, Eileen Healy, and the lovely Rosie Lawler, who you just heard. So as well as playing a few live tunes, I'm also going to... I've picked out a few songs that... given that it's International Women's Day, that I kind of have been influential and interesting to me. So I'm going to play you... This is for my mum. This is for my mum, Vanetta, who might be listening. And it's Miriam McKeever doing the Click song.
Johannesburg. There is a song that we always sing when a young girl gets married. It's called the click song by the English because they cannot say onotwane. Igqirha lendlela nguqongqothwane. Igqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqongqothwane. Igqirha lendlela haya nguqongqothwane. Igqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqongqothwane.
Well, I think we all know that music is good for you on an intuitive and instinctive level. It makes us feel good. It also helps us access our different emotions. And so I was interested to read, anyway, in the Examiner yesterday, that actually there's been another scientific study. This particular scientific study from the British Journal of Psychiatry found that mothers who participated in group singing activities with their babies overcame postnatal depression more quickly than those who did not. So it's not really surprising that singing with your baby makes you happy, and singing generally and listening to music. So I like the editor's suggestion there for a New Year's resolution, which seems like the kind of one I could manage to do and probably stick to, which is resolve to listen to more music. So if you're stuck for a New Year's resolution, or you don't really fancy the idea of signing up for that gym membership you promised yourself after Christmas dinner, I suggest you take that one up and go for a resolve to listen to more music. Okay, next track coming up.
She looks just like them girls in Vogue. I love the way she plays it cool. I think that she is beautiful. She's so lovely, 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 she's so lovely. She's pretty, a fizzy. She's got a boyfriend though, and that's a pity. She's flirty, turned 30. Ain't that the age a girl gets really dirty? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I love the way she bites her lip. I love the way she shakes them hips. I love the way she makes me drool. I think that she is beautiful. She's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely. A stunner,
I wonder, was she this bit when she was 10 years younger? Come see me discreetly. She said she's got a trick or two to teach me. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know how I make it through this. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I think that you are lovely. I think that you are lovely. I think that you are lovely. I think that you are lovely.
I'll turn out my light now. I'm terrified. Now I'm terrified. And I've heard all the people calling my name, but they'll never see just how I've changed now. I'm terrified. Now I'm terrified. 'Cause I don't wanna be your boy, I wanna be your man. But something's got me wrong inside. Now I'm looking for the answer.
That was Isaac Gracie with his song Terrified. I have to say, I really, really love that. He's a young guy from Ealing, actually, in England, son of a poet, apparently. And he cites some of those, you know, great influences, like Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen. And he also went to my own alma mater. She's in my first degree was at the University of East Anglia, and he did a creative writing degree there. But yeah, really enjoying his sound. So he's going to be playing other voices. I'm just playing a few tunes from some of the artists lined up for other voices in Dingle this weekend, because I spent many years living in Dingle, and I was very lucky to be able to go to lots of those shows right from the start, and when we could still get into the church. And now, it's, of course, it's extended, and there's a big music trail, and it's all free. So really worth checking out some of that that music. This is a song from another artist who's playing at the festival, a great homegrown talent. This is Anya Cahill, and she's singing Black Dahlia.
I mean, Frank would go mad. He'd kill you if you left out a verse. I left out a verse of the Newry Highwayman. And, oh, Jesus. You know, he believed in that, that the whole story was important and that it didn't matter how long it took.
Right.
And as I get older, a lot of the things I disagreed with Frank with when I was younger, I now go, oh, right, you know. He was right.
Yeah. So did you spend a lot of time with Frank? Is that somebody that you
got to know? Yeah, and I think he gave me time. You know, he put time aside and I'd go up with my mini disc and record him, and he just gave me days of and singing, and he'd say, this song will suit you, what do you think of this? And, you know, and we'd go for a walk, he'd always say, put a song in your pocket when you go for a walk and you'll have it learnt by the time you come home. And then if we'd go for a walk, he lived in Chapel Lizard, in Phoenix Park or whatever. I mean, I was kind of like, you know, sometimes I'd be like, oh, Jesus. I shouldn't be saying this. Another song.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, well, you can. But, you know, he'd all, like, he'd be singing, walking around the park and singing. I think that is a big difference generationally. They all sang, and they often sang during the day. My granny sang. She sat down at 3 o'clock and she sang. And it wasn't weird. You know, whereas now if I sit down and sing with my kids, they're like, Mom, what are you at? What are you doing there?
So this is Abigail Joffe. I'm in UCC 98.3 FM in studio here. My guest today is Karen Casey. And Karen's going to sing us another song. What are you going to sing, Karen?
I'm actually going to sing a new song for me. It's very old, but I got it from the singing of Joe Heaney, the wonderful Joe Heaney. I think actually there's a film out about him soon. And it's called The Rocks of Bawn. And it's very, you know, made very famous by Joe Heaney. Very few people sing it, actually. But anyway, it's an amazing song about poverty. You know, I hate poverty. I don't think we should have poverty in Ireland. You know, I don't think there should be homeless people. So that's why I sing it. Come all you lion heroes, wherever you may be, not hire with any master till you know what your work will be. For you will rise up early from the clear daylight till the dawn, and you never will be able to plough the rocks of Bawn. Oh, rise up, gallant Sweeney, and give your horse some hay. I'll give them a good feed of oats before they stray away. Don't feed them on soft turnips, put them out on your green lawn, for they never will be able for to plough the rocks upon. My curse attend you, Sweeney boy, for you have me nearly robbed. You were sitting by the fireside with your doogeen in your gob. You were sitting by the fireside from the clear daylight till the dawn, and I never will be able to plough the rocks upon. My shoes they are well worn, and my stockings they are thin. My heart is always trembling for fear that they might give in. My heart is always trembling from the clear daylight till the dawn, and I never will be able for to plough the rocks of Bawn. And I wish that Queen of of England. She would call for me in time.
Need a her, and willingly I agree. He would let me bleed a her. With that choice I got down on my knees, and I fill the room with flowers. Carnations, daisies, geraniums and lavender, and hide the thorns of sadness. Tuck tight and a lily petal cadavers, and the morning came in grey, with blood on its hands. He lay contented with his prey. I lie with another man. I lie with another man. In the end I was his spindle, though deliciously I splintered. I was the cut on his finger. I was his Delilah, his little baby winter. I was small and frail. Skeletal and pale. But I was Judith in Holofernes' tent. He never took my heart, but I took his head. And never shame me for such wanton ways, when I'm the secret that would dig his grave. So I fill the room with flowers. Carnations, daisies, geraniums and lavender, and hide the thorns of sadness. Tuck tight under lily petal cadavers, and the morning came in grey, with blood on its hands. He lay contented with his prey.
So Maya, what I'm interested in is where it began, your journey into songwriting. I suppose for many of us, it starts with the music that we're listening to when we're younger. So I'd like to ask you a little bit about that, and then about really how, you know, when you started writing and some of your motivation around that.
Okay. Well, music, like, the idea of writing music was really normalised for me because my parents both wrote songs, and it was always around the house when I was little.
Hooray! Whoa! Brilliant. Fantastic. Eileen's going to do a very quick instrument change from guitar and vocals onto fiddle there. Yeah. And we're going to be finishing up with this great tune. And we've got the percussion section. I'm on the egg. And Rose is over there on the triangle. Great stuff.
Thank you. thank you very much. You've been listening to, that was Eileen Healy, Ruti Lax, Rosie Lawler and Abigail Joffe here on UCC 98.3 FM. And Dev helping out on the sound desk in the studio there.